This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
December 13th. So next week, as far as I'm concerned, Christmas begins because Miles and Megan show up. So it's Christmas next week, boys and girls. You'll hear lots of rattling around here, and that'll be the case probably over the next couple of weeks. Now that's good. We're in the holiday spirit, if you will, and with that comes good news and maybe some news that is iffy. Jennifer Horn is here on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and yours truly, Doug Steffen. All right, so Jen, what do we have?
There's just so much, but since you said that you're in the holiday spirit and you're getting ready for Christmas, maybe somebody who is thankful is Therese May. She is celebrating Christmas today because she survived her big confidence vote, which I love. It's just so British.
The confidence. No confidence.
Well, she has confidence, so she survived a confidence vote. Now, if she hadn't, she would have fallen to a no confidence vote.
Yeah.
That's right. So, Prime Minister Theresa May, who has been the subject of much attention here in the United States, even though she's not our prime minister. We don't have one of those, but she is the one who is helping the United Kingdom Brexit. And there's been some problems with the Brexit. So the people in the United Kingdom called for a confidence vote for Theresa May, which was taken last night, and she won that vote. Confidence in her leadership of the Conservative Party. She won by 200 to 117, so she got 63% of the total vote. She is now immune from a leadership challenge for a year. So now that she survived this, she's in for a while. You can't challenge her again. And she talked in front of her house on Downing Street and vowed to deliver the Brexit people voted for, but said she'd listened to the concerns of MPs who voted against her. That's the other party. Now, her supporters urged the party to move on, but critics said losing the support of a third of the MPs was devastating. The prime minister won the confidence vote with the majority of 83, and she will be there. It was a secret ballot, and it was triggered by some of her MPs angry at her Brexit policy. She will now sit for another year to get this. By the way, to get this confidence, she made a promise that she would not run for re-election. So this next term will be it for Theresa May, and she said she will help with the continuity of the Brexit effort that was already in place. So there you go.
She has one more year, and she's out no matter what. Is that
I think it's actually more than 1 year. I think it's like three more years, but she won't run again after that. And I don't think she can be challenged with another confidence vote for another year if they were to go that route again.
Mm-hmm. Now, what happens with Parliament? Because Parliament had voted, they said that they were not going to vote for Brexit, and I don't think she could do much about that. So are we still kind of like at a stalemate with that? Or are they going to figure out a plan that everyone will like? Or at least agree on.
I think they, now that she's back in business, I think she'll be trying to sell her plan again. So whether or not she's going to have to make changes to that, I don't think they have the enough votes to move forward on that yet. So
And they still have to figure out the Northern Ireland border.
Right.
So that's going to be like crazy. Yeah.
I think the argument she made is if they had said no confidence in Theresa May, they didn't really have anybody that they had put up to replace her with. And so her argument was it would be very destabilizing because we're already going down this path. Brexit is not going to stop. You're not turning that around. You're just going to have more chaos if you try to find someone to stick in the slot if you don't have confidence in me. And so I think that was the winning argument because she's right. What are you going to do? You're going to find somebody off the street to put in there and try to figure this stuff out. This is very complicated. So.
Yeah.
Well, the Tories and the Conservatives and the same kind of dynamic, although I have a little different way of putting governments together. So the question comes up, what happens next? Because there are, even though she's a hardliner on Brexit, there are a lot of people who have modified their position, changed their position, and don't want, if there were to be another vote, and this is why I wonder What's in it for her? What is there in it for the conservatives there are the same as the conservatives here? They want some kind of control over the border. Brexit isn't going to do it. In fact, it'll kill the economy there. Everything I read suggests the same thing. So what do you do? She's not an inspired leader or an inspiring leader. She's flat. She's just kind of there. She's not, you know, but she got obviously enough political hooch to survive and fairly well. If he, again, you count the numbers here, yesterday morning this time, I didn't think she had the numbers. Did anybody think she had the numbers yesterday morning at this time?
No,
from what?
I thought she was out.
To survive? No, yeah. I thought she didn't have the numbers for Brexit, but I don't know that it surprised a lot of people that she survived because they didn't put up anybody against her. I think if it was a really serious threat, they would have said, well, right. You should go in this direction.
Yeah.
But and you know the other thing that I learned, it's so interesting because we get so bogged down in our own government because it's what we know and it's what impacts our life and we forget how things are other places. But what I thought was interesting, I guess, to remind myself of is that if she had lost yesterday, if there was a no confidence vote, it would have been someone else from her party that would have taken over. So when they do these confidence votes, it's not like we're just impeaching you and you're out and we're going to find someone else. It's about the party leadership. So people actually vote for a party, not a leader in the United Kingdom, which I think is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, in a sense, but don't we do that really here?
Well, I think we're doing that more now, which is what makes it kind of interesting. Yeah. But I would tell you this. Actually, you know what? I would tell you this every single time, and I don't think that this changes. Yes, people are polarized by their party, but charisma wins every single time. If I think about the elections in my whole life, every candidate that has had more charisma than the other has won, whether it was Reagan, whether it was George H.W. Bush the first time, certainly Bill Clinton more than George H.W. Bush. And then think about George W. Bush over Al Gore, had way more charisma. It's the guy that people wanted to have a beer with. And then Barack Obama, much more charisma. And Donald Trump, whether people like him or not, feel compelled to watch him. So I don't know. I think it still is about the individual candidate. But maybe we're moving slowly in the direction that we just vote for our party. I don't know.
Well, in terms of this circumstance economically, this is not going to be good for the United Kingdom, no matter how you slice it. It isn't good now because of all the people that are there. But we've seen here in the discussions of trade wars, and put the war in quotation marks, as you so cleverly did there, Jennifer, a few minutes ago, the trade situation has become so complicated. The whole idea of the European Union was for trade, for the economy, and making it easy for people to go across borders is part of that because there's lots of money in tourism and shared currency, all of that kind of stuff. So 40 years of that, and it goes up in smoke, that doesn't set well with anybody in Britain or, you know, if you're a traveler, if you have any business where you're doing cross channel connections, it's not good. It is not, and those sorts of things spark world problems in the economy. So they've got to figure out how to do, in essence, what Trump has been doing here, and that's reworking some of those agreements. I don't think you've heard the end of this by a long shot, frankly. This is something that continues to be a problem there and everywhere around the world. I thought it was interesting. The UN has adopted a global pact aimed at helping migrants around the world, despite opposition from a number of countries, including us in the UK. Conference leaders, there's 160 nations involved in this conference, by the way, agreed to the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration. This agreement finalized last summer. The U.S. didn't sign off on it, and none of the rest of the countries have formally approved it. They just said, hey, this is a great idea. U.S. pulled out of it late last year because it concerns and undermines our national sovereignty. Other countries like Australia and Chile and Austria have also pulled out. But those who stay in say they'll follow the pact. The countries who are in are going to cooperate when it comes to migration, including providing basic services for migrants and making sure they have proof of legal identity, right documentation, also hopes to prevent human trafficking. So of all of the things in that in my estimation, are important. The human trafficking is the only thing that has any real merit, because these people, unless you're going to do what John Lennon did in Imagine, and that is eliminate all the borders around the world and everybody, it's all just one big happy place, you're not going to fix these things this way. Given them...
And actually, I think it's a misread by these
comfort,
European countries. Yeah.
Yeah, it's comfort, basically, for people who are breaking the law.
Right. I mean, why people Brexited, is because, you know, or
yes.
Well, that's why Germany's suffering. It's a misread by these world leaders to try to follow these recommendations by the UN when they kind of fly in the face of the UN's own rules, which is if you need to migrate someplace, if you need refugee status or asylum, you're supposed to go to the next safest country nearest you, and right. It doesn't sound like it follows that.
Well, look at what, again, flying in the face, these people from Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala that wandered through Mexico. What a crazy fiasco.
You guys heard the latest on that, and I'll tell you real quick. The story came out in California that because, you know, there's like splinter groups of these migrants at the border.
Yeah.
So two of them, a couple hundred people deep, went to the consulate in Tijuana yesterday, and they said that they were going to demand that either they get asylum into the United States immediately or that the Trump administration pay them $50,000 to go home.
Right, that's gonna go
How can you even make that demand?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that shows right? you, Victoria, either the stupidity
or
the balsam. Yeah, what's that? And some of the people in California will go for that. They're that crazy. Oh, yeah, we should do that. Give them $50,000.
Well, some people in California, I understand in California maybe because they don't want them entering into California. So maybe they figure, hey, let's just pay them off. And
California
let's have a big settlement
everybody.
And get rid of them. But that is, wow, that's pretty bold.
Give it
50
all
grand
away.
Or let me in.
Knock, knock, knock. Hi, I need my 50 grand, please.
Yeah, please.
Sure, right away.
Send it along. If you love me, send it along. Up, 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 up. Okay, take off some weight. Here, for those people who get rid of 8 pounds of ugly fat, the old brainiac thing. This is seriously aimed at those of you, this conversation, this information, this promotion is aimed at those of you who are into the holiday season. I have 3 parties to go to this weekend. How about you, ladies? Jennifer? You're big on the party circuit. Victoria, people love you. Kara, everybody wants you at their party. How many parties are you going to this weekend?
I only have 2. They're both Friday night.
Slaggard.
Maybe I'll find another one on Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
She'll crash one.
Victoria, how many are you going to?
I've got nothing. I've got
really?
The weekend after. Everyone's crammed everything into the weekend of Christmas.
Before Christmas. All right, Jennifer, what about you? What are you doing this weekend?
I have nothing. I have a play to go to, but that's it.
No kidding. Wow. I guess that must be the most popular guy
in town. Maybe
you
should have a party for us.
Oh, man. Well, the point that I'm trying to make here, focusing on all the things that we're eating, the chocolate fudge ice cream sundaes. Ooh.
Yum.
Amongst other things. Yes. If you are having a great time, but you're looking, you get on the scale every morning, whoop, there's another one, and tomorrow it'll be whoop, there's another one, next week, whoop! Calitrin will save the day for you. Calitrin, something that people are onto. I suggested before Thanksgiving, if you'll remember, Uncle Dougie said get on the Calitrin program then, and you wouldn't gain the weight. Even if you were being bad and eating, if you are on the go and in the know, you'll get this collagen increase, because that's what it is. It's protein collagen. We all need more protein in our body. You want to build up your muscle mass and get rid of the fat. It pushes out the fat. You lose the weight. It's a very interesting way. It's the collagen reaction in your system. I don't know that I have to be medical or you have to. I mean, do you understand how it works? You don't maybe even care. You just want to make sure you don't put the weight on. And this is the way to do it. Plus, it helps because you're producing, once again, collagen on your own. That stops when you're in your 20s or 30s. So this gets it stimulated again. And that's how you maintain weight with no adverse effects. So if you're partying, go to toploss.com for the special 10% off deal using the DJV code. That's toploss.com. Get on the weight loss program everybody is talking about because it's safe and all natural. It's Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DJV and save.
Hi.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Oh, gee, this is a song we haven't heard for at least 5 minutes, right? 10, maybe? Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you. It's Christmas music time here. Music, very important part of our lives. I explain that from time to time because I think it's important for people to know that moving into the program for the first time, they say, wow, this is an interesting show. What happens here? A conversation about the issues of the day. Lots of fun things going on in people's lives. Plus music on the DJB show. So Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Degger, I've got three. Actually, yeah, let's start with the first three songs that have seen a big surge on the charts, the music charts. There are a number of seasonal songs that have come back in. There's some new ones that have debuted every year. There are a few new songs, but then the standards kind of stick out. And we all know, those of us in radio, how this impacts the AC stations, that the adult contemporary stations that play holiday music between Thanksgiving and Christmas. They become number one without exception in their markets. Number one, and they take, let's say they have a 6 or 7 share, which means 6 or 7 people out of 100 are listening to that station at the time the ratings are taken. They usually double. That's how popular Christmas music is. And so, as that happens, Mariah Carey leading the pack. This song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, number 14 last year, number 7 this year, hitting a new peak. It reached number 9 last year, or maybe first time this year, but it's moving up number 7 this week on the top 100 at this point in time. 30 million radio audience impressions, up 11%, that song. 28 million streams, up 29% the tracking week. So, Mariah achieving her highest rank since Obsessed reached number 7 back in 2009. All right, next up on the list as far as increase in popularity, George Michael and Wham! 1984. First visit to the top 100 Christmas songs. Actually, the top 40 Christmas songs. Number 34 this year, making a huge leap from last year. Why do you suppose that is? This song's been around, as I said, what, for how many years? 30 years?
Well, this isn't the top 100 Christmas songs, right? This is
Billboard.
Songs.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The Billboard chart at the moment.
Yeah, the regular Billboard charts. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think people, I think there's probably several reasons. One, George Michael has seen kind of a resurgence of interest in him. There's a lot of documentaries and movies about his life recently, since he passed away. I think it's, two Christmases ago now?
Yeah.
And then also, Gwen Stefani covered this song on her album. And so anytime someone covers a song, everyone always goes back to the original, too. So I think there's probably those two reasons. And maybe just everyone likes him. I mean, I love
this song. Very intelligent explanation, Victoria. Thank you. That's good. All right, here's an old fart. With a Christmas movement here. That doesn't sound quite right. But
yeah.
Anyway.
That's my
phrase. Christmas music. Dean Martin having a big surge on the charts as well. First time on the charts in 50 years with Let It Snow. On the regular music charts, it debuted just below Wham's Last Christmas, number 41. So, Dino, Let It Snow. How about that? Let It Snow. All right, so there's a review of three songs really becoming more popular this year. There are others. We'll get to them later on. Sad news in the music world for Dolly Parton. Her brother Floyd passed away at the age of 61. Kind of young, isn't it, huh? Floyd was a songwriter and a composer. Most famous songs were Rockin' Years, which was recorded by Dolly and Ricky Van Shelton, and Nickels and Dimes, which was recorded by his sister as well, and the late George Burns. In a statement, Dolly said, "Our sweet baby brother, family laid him to rest this week. We all sang his lovely song, Rockin' Years, together as a family at the service to say goodbye to him." So, goodbye to Floyd Estelle Parton, Dolly Parton's brother. 28 after on the DJV program.
Under the Hood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you look under the hood of a race car, you'll see components and parts that make up an extremely powerful engine. If you look into the head of a human, you'll see a brain that built that powerful race car engine. Under the hood of our skulls is a 3-pound universe whose imagination has no limits, no boundaries. And then, somewhere along the way, we allow others to influence us to impose limits on our boundless minds. But why? Or perhaps more importantly, what can we do about it? Quite frankly, we can unfetter whatever ties us to the belief that we have limits. In fact, for you, right here and now, is the time and place to step back and recognize the power that's under your proverbial hood. Your mind has no limits. For more on inspiration and motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Once famously saying he'd take a bullet for Donald Trump, the president's former lawyer Michael Cohen is now going to be calling a federal prison his home for 3 years. Yesterday, sentenced by a federal judge in New York City to surrender on the 6th of March, Cohen pleading guilty to tax fraud, banking fraud, and violations of campaign finance laws, also admitting to lying to Congress about plans to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. British Prime Minister Theresa May survives a no-confidence vote in Parliament.
Following this ballot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future for this country.
May trying to lead the nation to an exit from the European Union, but the deal she presented to lawmakers there has been greeted with hostility. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Stories and then some. Welcome to the DJV effect or treatment on the day. It's Thursday, the 13th of December, 2018.
So where are we in relationship to Christmas? Thursday,
Christmas is a week from next. Christmas is a week from next Tuesday, baby cakes. So,
yeah, you ready?
Lots of stuff. Am I ready? Yesterday I bought a few things. Now, because the kids are going to be here, I have to focus on it a little bit. Megan will take over. She'll take me with her, and we'll do some things sort of along the same line as Meredith used to do, take my, just go and buy stuff, and okay, this is what we need, and blah, blah, blah. Megan's very good at that sort of thing, and they are very excited about being here, which is kind of cool. They just want to come, and it looks like there's a snowstorm. Actually, that's the long-range forecast shows a nor'easter coming blowing through about the 24th. So
that'll be fun. White Christmas. That would be really nice, actually.
It would be nice.
Christmas. We won't have one down here in New Jersey, but it would be really nice. I can't remember the last time we had a white Christmas.
It must have been a couple
of years ago, or maybe even more. Yeah. But that would be fun. Do you have decorations and stuff for your tree?
No.
Or do you need...
All the decorations are when... They got tossed out when the new regime came in, and they were all new decorations, and so those decorations are gone.
What about the old classics? So. I never threw out a Christmas decoration. That's sort of...
There's a box of stuff upstairs in the attic. I haven't gone through yet, but again, I'll let Megan dig around in that with Miles. He'll love it because he's never really done anything like this, and he's right at the age, 4 years old. He's going to be fabulously involved in all of this stuff. So
now, this is a real question because I believe, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that Miles' dad is Jewish, right?
Yes, but well,
so do they celebrate Hanukkah too?
No.
Christmas, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
There was no judgment there. I was just curious.
No, I understand. No, his father...
He got the best of both worlds.
Joel, whom you know, was Jewish. He's Jewish, and his mother is not. I think his mother's Lutheran, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know what it is? Very interesting. It kind of shows the way the world is blending, isn't it? In terms of religions and ethnicities. Look at all... I see this all the time. I do it. I see it in Los Angeles, but I see it also here on the East Coast a lot in the cities and the suburbs. Here in Framingham, I see a lot of multiracial families, kids of parents who are Asian and maybe Middle East. It's just a really interesting thing to see the mix now, and how much, even though some people are not tolerant of it, there's much more tolerance for it than there used to be. Because what's the difference? If you love somebody, who cares? But that used to be when I grew up. I remember hearing Catholics say that we got to keep the Catholic religion pure. And Jews used to say the same thing. The Jewish people that I knew, you can't marry outside of religion. That'll befoul our religion and water it down and whatever. You hear that all the time from people, the European Jews. They go to Israel. That's what they say all the time. That's why they go there. But in general, I think the average, don't you think the average person is more tolerant to this sort of thing?
I think it's because religion is falling away in the country. I think people that are still very much into their religion and committed to their religion are still going to find it easier to marry someone of their same faith.
Yep.
But I think because we've fallen away from religion in this country, I think that's why you see more people kind of cross-mingling, because people might say, oh, yeah, sure, I'm a Catholic, or I'm a Jew, or I'm a Christian, or whatever, but maybe they aren't quite, you know, living the daily life of someone who is more religious, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And it's so, and so many clergy are now willing to do interfaith marriages. Yeah. So, like, it feels like at least 6 weddings where there's a rabbi and a priest doing it. So I just think that if the rabbi and the priest are willing to do a ceremony together for a Catholic and a Jew getting married, then I think that kind of sets a precedent that, you know, I think a lot of other people are following too. And you're right, Jen. I think religion is just less important to a lot of people than it used to be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's a different sort of spiritual approach to things. I don't see it. At least the world, the circle that I travel in, the spiritual world of God and the importance of a being that is far greater than we are is very, very much a part of discussion, experience, that sort of thing. It's just the formalized religion stuff doesn't seem to shake it and bake it anymore. For some. Others, listen, in my world, I want to respect, and me personally respects whatever it is that you want to do that makes your life better. As long as you don't try to make whatever your rules are my rules. That's all. Just do your thing and live your life and be a better person because of whatever it is that you believe. And fine. Leave me to my beliefs. You have your beliefs. Let's respect other people and keep moving, if you will. Victoria, we haven't even gotten to you yet. What do we have going on from your sphere of influence?
Trending, you mean? Is that what
Yes. Trending, oh, okay. I mean. Yes, that's what
okay.
I mean.
Okay, the Boy Scouts of America are trending, and the reason is not great. It's because they are considering filing Chapter 11 for bankruptcy filing assistance, and the reason is because they have so many lawsuits against them alleging inappropriate conduct by various employees. And so in a statement that was released yesterday, the Boy Scouts of America said that they are going to be filing in anticipation of news reports that will speculate about their financial position, and that they are working with some experts to explore all the possibilities. They have not made a final decision yet, but they obviously need to protect themselves.
What has brought them about? Is it the business with the gay leaders, not letting gay kids in, bad publicity out of that? What's the reason?
Yeah, but there's also a lot of inappropriate conduct by a lot of Boy Scout leaders. So there's a lot of lawsuits, and they're
lawsuits,
basically they're saying that they need to have this to file Chapter 11 in order to be covered for all the compensation that they're going to have to pay out.
Right. So in other words, it's kind of like the Catholic Church.
Yes, and on a much smaller scale, but yes.
Yeah, right. All right, that's a shame. Too bad.
Yeah.
It is, but what else do you say about it? It's just silly. Today is National Guard Day. It's the birthday of the National Guard in the United States, not a federal holiday. Birth of the National Guard, December 13th, 1680. What is that, 1636? Guard militias established to protect British colonies. The Guard's older than any of our other services, which is kind of interesting. The Army wasn't created till the Revolutionary War. During the war, Revolutionary War, National Guard units were called Minutemen. The Minutemen in Lexington and Concord. That's what all the statues and all of the signs over there. It's not, Lexington and Concord are about 8-10 miles from me. And it's really, every time anybody comes here that hasn't been to Massachusetts, they come to my house and visit me, they always want to go to Lexington and Concord. It's a nice trip. It's nice. It's not what you, it's like all the other things. When you go to some of these places, you expect to see, wow, look at it. What do you see? You see bushes and bridges, and that's about it.
What do people expect to see?
I don't know. It's 300 years ago, so.
Right.
What's left?
It's different from going to, you know, Plymouth Plantation, which was cool, and that's set up for,
sort of historical. That rock?
Yeah, the rock.
No, Plymouth Plantation. Have you been to the plantation? Because that's
Near the rock. The rock's by itself in downtown Plymouth, And it's
The Plymouth Plantation is actually cool. It's like a working reenactment of what things looked like back then.
They talk in that language from that era.
Yeah.
It's a good place to go. The holidays, very, very well traveled. That's right, Victoria, you're right. Anyway, so today the National Guard serving during times of war and emergencies in the country. American Samoa is the only U.S. territory without a Guard unit, which is rather interesting. So if you go back through the history of the Guard, the first militias were formed in 1607, actually, during England's colonization of not only our country, but all the other countries in the Americas, Canada, etc. And then in 1636, as I suggested, there were some small local units that merged into one bigger colony-wide militia, and that's when they called it the National Guard. The term National Guard made its debut in 1824 when the Marquis de Lafayette, French military officer fought in the Revolution, used the term National Guard as a way to characterize the militias in every one of our states. 1916 became official, the term National Guard, the official name of this group. And in 1933, U.S. gave joint control of the National Guard to both the federal and state governments. So that's why governors can nationalize the troops that bring out the National Guard. So that's pretty interesting. I did not know all of those things. So, Victoria, thank you for preparing that information. I think that's very helpful.
You're welcome.
Very
I didn't know any of it either. So I had no idea that it dated all the way back to 1607, because we always think of Jamestown, the colony in 1607.
Yes,
that kind of
do.
Dominates that year. But
also, and a lot of people think the first place anybody stopped was in Plymouth, and that wasn't the case. Jamestown was the first colony. That's where the first settlers were hitting the road. That's near, very near where George Washington's home was in Mount Vernon.
Mm-hmm.
Very close to that. All right, let's see there, Jennifer, what we have in the television report. I see the SAG Award nominations have been announced. I was looking for some TV. Isn't SAG for, is it just for movies or is it for television?
They do TV, too,
well?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they're on a, so who, do we have any outstanding female or male leads that we can talk about? Oh, here's Grace and Frankie. That's up.
Yep.
Right?
That's like the first time. Yeah, that's the first time that Jane Fonda has been nominated against Lily Tomlin. Because normally Lily Tomlin kind of gets all the glory of that show. But I'm a huge fan of this show. So the last season, Jane Fonda had a lot more to do as a character. So I was happy to see both of them up there. And
so
then, of course, Lady Gaga. She's going to sweep everything.
Yeah. Then there's this guy.
I thought what stood out about the TV categories is that every single show, I think with the exception of This Is Us, was all on either cable or on Netflix or Hulu.
Right.
So this show, Barry, which I never heard about before, I saw it with Henry Winkler and Bill Hader on. Remember I asked you who Bill Hader was because I didn't know you said he was from SNL or something? Where did Bill Hader come from?
SNL, like,
Yeah. So this is up for comedy. I will tell you something. I've watched four or five episodes of Barry. It's about a murderer who becomes an actor. I don't see anything funny about that show at all.
That's hysterical. Come on.
It is?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I don't get that at all. All right. So those are a couple of the nominations. The SAG Awards are right after the Golden Globes, aren't they? A week or two after? They always have those.
Yes.
January and February have all those shows. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jen, what else do we have in the television report that's of interest and import?
Oh, boy, we have lots of good stuff tonight. The holidays are getting closer, so television is themed to Christmas. Now, let's start off on TLC. This is so gross, so we'll get it out of the way. They have the 12 Pops of Christmas. Now, you think, oh, how nice. TLC is giving me a nice music festival. No, TMZ is not doing that. They are actually giving you Dr. Pimple Popper for the holidays. She is the dermatologist from California who is an Instagram sensation, social media sensation. Her name is Sandra Lee. And she is going to join TLC's lineup tonight with the 12 Pops of Christmas, the 12 biggest pops of the holiday season.
How do people watch that? I know people who post it on social media all the time, and I, like, almost throw up in my mouth every time I go past one of those videos. I don't get it.
So that's new tonight. Now, on the networks.
From the Yuck Television Department. There we are.
Now,
yeah.
ABC is in, ABC is not in all reruns tonight. They're doing their holiday thing, which is Disney's Prep and Landing at 8, followed by Prep and Landing 2 at 8:30. I have to admit, watch Prep and Landing. The second one's not as good. The first one's really cute. It's a cartoon. It's been on for the last few years on ABC. It's very cute. Followed by, at 9 o'clock, The Great American Baking Show Holiday Edition, where the bakers are making delicious cookies and breads for the holidays. CBS, also in reruns for the first hour. The Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon are not new. However, Mom is new with their Christmas episode. That's at 9 o'clock, followed by Murphy Brown at 9:30. On the CW, Supernatural.
It got canceled yesterday.
Eight.
Did you see that?
Followed by Legacies at 9. There is football tonight. It's Thursday. Mm-hmm. The NFL, the Chargers, are taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. That'll be on Fox. And on NBC, Superstore is new tonight at 8, followed by I Feel Bad at 8:30. And then at 9, they do their Saturday Night Live Christmas Spectacular. So you get ready for some sweaty Alec Baldwin.
And
you can enjoy that. Yep.
A lot of
AMC,
announcements.
By the
way,
my movie pick today is The Miracle on 34th Street on AMC.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of shows getting canceled now that they're at the end of the, what they call it, the fall season. There are a number of shows that were started this year that get in the axe because there's too many of them and they're not that good. So that's the end of Murphy Brown, amongst other things. Too bad because Candace, well, she's just different.
Is that officially canceled?
Yeah.
Oh, it was like a month ago now.
Was it that long ago?
They're letting it run out. They're letting out their episodes run out, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's just not funny. I gave it a lot of chances. It's just not funny.
Here's something that's great for you if you want to leave a lasting impression on your friends. Good thing for, at this time of year, I'm always talking about what you can use for stocking stuffers. Power Swabs, the way to cleanse your teeth 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes just by popping, after that story Jennifer just gave us, maybe I shouldn't use the term popping. Pop open the tube, take the swab, do it all over your teeth, and you get a nice brightness to your teeth. It's very quick, very easy, and very inexpensive. Offer at half price, half the retail price to cleanse your teeth. Nice stuff, whiter than bright. Available call by 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Get the half price deal. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Let's work our way through, excuse me, some of the heat from the world of technology. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Doug and Victoria, where they focus first on this new bill to protect data. What's the scoop with that, Victoria?
Yeah, well, just one day after the Google CEO was questioned on data privacy during a House hearing, a group of 15 Democratic senators has proposed a new bill for protecting personal information online. It's called the Data Care Act, and it was proposed by Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii, and more than a dozen senators have co-sponsored it, and it creates new rules around how companies that collect user data can handle that information, which is really, really important, and this literally affects every single person who goes online. That's how broad this problem is at this point. Under the new Data Care Act, data collectors will be required to reasonably secure identifying information, to not use that information in a harmful way, which, hello, Facebook has done, and a lot of other companies have done that too, and they have to give notice to consumers about breaches of sensitive information. And so right now, they're supposed to give notice about breaches, but it's not really a hard and fast law, so some people are very late on doing that, like the Postal Service. While you were gone in Peru, Doug, it turns out they had a breach a year ago that they never talked about.
Really?
Until a year later.
That.
Yeah. So and that was all 60 million online users of the Postal
Service. I heard
about
the Marriott thing down there, but I didn't hear about
the Marriott is even bigger. Yep.
Yeah.
So under this new act, the requirement also extends to third parties, which is a great thing that currently is not in place. So if the data collectors share or sell your data to a third party, then the third party also has to play by these new rules. And the Federal Trade Commission has new authority to fine companies if they act deceptively with users' data, which is also great because the Federal Trade Commission has no real say on anything right now. So the proposal is actually just one of a handful. Congress is looking for the best one to put forward to regulate the tech industry. Related pitches have been made by lawmakers, including the senator from Oregon, who proposed a bill in the fall that would jail executives who mishandle consumer data. I totally agree with that, too. And the Data Care Act received some cautious approval so far from privacy activists, but they say they actually want to sit down with the senators and improve the wording and improve the bill. So I think if they can work with tech companies and privacy advocates, I think that we could probably come up with something that might prevent these breaches from happening, and it will definitely protect the American consumer, because our data breaches are just, it's like every day there's a new one.
Yep, all over the place. Here's something about the popular superhero video game Marvel's Spider-Man. Continues to release exciting new content all through the holidays. It's available exclusively for PlayStation consoles. So if you're interested in this PlayStation info, here's Andy Solomon to tell you how to put it all together.
PlayStation, in collaboration with Marvel Games and Insomniac Games, is at it again with an original Spider-Man story, endless swinging through Marvel's New York, and epic villain battles. Fans are excited for more. PlayStation's Asad Kizilbash explains.
This holiday, fans can play as their friendly neighborhood Spider-Man in Marvel's Spider-Man, and can now explore three new downloadable chapters with Marvel's Spider-Man, The City That Never Sleeps series. The first two chapters are out now, and the last launches this month. Fans can now revisit this original Spider-Man universe they love with brand new stories, villains, suits, and more.
Marvel's Spider-Man makes a great holiday gift.
The game is available for $59.99, and the extra content is available for $24.99 for the bundle, or $9.99 each, making it an easy gift for gamers, superhero, and comic book fans alike. Looking to splurge? Pick up the special edition Amazing Red Marvel Spider-Man PS4 Pro console with the game for $399.99.
For more, visit PlayStation.com.
All right, Taylor Swift is in the technology news, it would appear. Victoria, what's the scoop?
Yeah, this is surprising. This came out yesterday. Taylor Swift held a concert at California's Rose Bowl in this past May, and apparently she was up to some sneaky behind-the-scenes things with technology. She was monitoring all of the people at her concert using facial recognition software.
Wow.
And the target was, you know, Taylor Swift has been in and out of the news for years because she has a real problem with stalkers. They've broken into her homes around the country. They have all been, not all, but a lot of them have been arrested. Some of them have been jailed. And so she was trying to find hundreds of stalkers at this one concert. And so the facial recognition system was built into a kiosk that displayed highlights of her rehearsals, and it was secretly recording everyone's face. So attendees who looked at the kiosk were immediately scanned, and then afterward the data was sent to a command post down in Nashville that attempted to match hundreds of images to a database of her known stalkers. The legality of this came into question. However, it's on Taylor Swift's side. A concert is technically a private event, so she was in the right. She can do it.
Yep. That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
How that stuff works. All right, 59 after the hour on the DJV show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.